factor you need to consider also.
The magnetism?
Yes.
You're off into a territory that I can't answer. Mel, are you gonna contact your wife? Works for a university,
yeah, huh? Local university.
Have they? I mean, did she tell them about this? And if so, what did they say?
Well, the people she talked to, because I nag her about it occasionally, say, you know, they're telling her, you don't have a whole day that deep, you know.
So, in other words, they don't believe her.
No. What I'm trying to do is, you know, kind of entice them out there and just bring something out there to measure how deep it is.
Well, Mel, would you be willing to talk to, like, newspaper people or television people? They're crazy. They'd send someone down there.
Well, I know I'm talking to a lot of people on the phone right now and on the radio, but yeah. I am not sure if I'd want to have a TV crew and a, you know.
So you're not sure you want that kind of publicity?
No, you know, I mean, you know, I'd be happy to, you know, like I say, you know, I could put together a website on it and you know, keep people, you know, informed about what's going on, because, you know, I'm sort of making this my.
People would accuse you of going to the well one time too many.
That's probably true.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mel. Hello.
Hello there. That is absolutely amazing. All right. This is Ken from Scottsdale.
Yes, sir.
And one thing I wanted to mention about that, when you mentioned about a car that had fallen, apparently fallen from the sky.
The Chevrolet, yeah.
Right. I recall reading about many, many incidents in England and throughout Europe of nuts, raining nuts of different kinds. I mean, Brazil nuts and hazelnuts.
Sometimes it rains nuts on my program. Listen,
yeah, well,
we're not talking about things falling from the sky right now. We're talking about a hole.
Right, I know. Well, this was, it was open lines a minute ago. Now you switched it.
Well, I've switched it because I have Mel.
Oh, well, anyway, as far as the hole goes, isn't it possible there could be like an aquifer or something in the water,
well,
or something?
Mel has not found any water at all. He lowered lifesavers in, and the lifesavers came back, and that was how far, Mel?
4,500 feet.
4,500 feet, and the lifesavers came back intact, right?
Oh, yeah, they were absolutely dry. They weren't dissolved. They were just perfect.
That's pretty definitive. First time caller line, you're on the air with Mel. Hi.
Mel?
Hi.
Hi, this is Conrad in Grass Valley, and I've got some thoughts about this whole well problem.
Sure.
First of all, if he's putting line down the well...
Wait a minute, sir. We've got to stop this because people are going to call it a well. There has never been any water found in this hole.
Okay, a hole.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. If he started out with a one-pound weight and he starts adding fish line to it...
Right.
Then the amount of weight down the hole increases. All right, now, if he knows the weight of the line on a per-foot basis, as he puts more weight down the hole, if he could measure the total strain on the top of the, or load on the top of the line, he would know if any of that line was draped on anything. See, the thing is, once he gets a fair amount of line
that's a good point.
The one-pound weight on the end is insignificant. And he wouldn't even, it could be hung up on something and, or laying on the bottom or something, and he would never know it.
Yeah, but he put lifesavers down 4,500 feet. So even if what you're saying is true, this is still, by a long shot, the deepest hole ever.
That assumes it's even that deep. The one thought that you had that I thought was very valid was the temperature as you go farther down into the ground.
Well, that's what they, I think that's right, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course. By the time it's down 4,000 feet in the ground, well, the temperature would probably be well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
If the 100, well, the monofilament and the lead would certainly survive 100 degrees just fine. You're probably right. That is interesting. Mel, I say that we got to put a person down there, a volunteer.
Not a cat.
No, not
no
a
cats.
Cat. No cats. But a person, maybe like a media person, one of these anchors from maybe one of the Seattle Como stations or something, send, you know, lower them down.
Oh, boy. Again, I'm intrigued. Again, I've been running line down there for quite a while, and I don't think I've hit bottom. The weight seems to be hanging plumb over there, and like I say, we've been throwing things down there for a long, 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 long time, and you know, this hole has not filled up. I don't know. Maybe it's getting incinerated down there. I don't know.
All right, and you would swear on all that is sacred to you that what you have told us is the absolute, unadulterated truth.
This is my hole, and this is the truth about it.
God, it's an amazing story, Mel. Who else besides your wife, the people you've tried to talk to at the university and yourself, I guess your neighbors know about the hole?
Oh, yeah. There's probably good, in terms, not families, but individuals, probably a good 20 people that use the hole regularly.
To throw junk into.
Yeah. It's always been done.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I used to like to throw stuff off bridges and stuff like that and into holes just to hear it hit bottom.
Never heard anything hit. I mean, if you hit the side, of course, but if you just drop it straight down.
Nine and a half feet.
To go straight.
9.5 feet is certainly large enough so that if you got in the center and dropped it straight down, it would go straight down, right?
Yeah, you can just, lean right over there and get it going straight down. And as far as anything I could see, visually, with halogens and flashlights.
The light just what? Fades away into blackness?
Yeah. You've got nothing after a while. Can see as far as the beam will go, and that's it.
Does anybody have any theories about, you said a dog was thrown into the hole dead and then came back alive again, right?
The story is the guy was out hunting and he saw his dog and he knew it was his dog because it was the same dog. It had the same collar. It had the same tag on it and the whole thing.
Oh, man. Does anybody have any theories about what properties would be in the hole to resurrect a canine?
I'd like to think that this is something like really benign. Cows have gone down there. I haven't heard any cows coming back, or at least that you would know. But
Well, it's not the creator. Well, look, we're out of time. Mel, you get the honors from near the hole in Washington State. Tell them.
From the hole, it is good night to everyone from coast to coast.
And beyond. Thank you, Mel. Stay in touch. Stay in touch. From the high desert to the cosmos out there, good night.
Humor.